cook the eggs without breaking the eggs. Mm. When you're through, you have what?
A soft-boiled egg, a broach egg, or what do you think? Soft-boiled egg.
All right. Now, suppose you let the water come to a boil, and then you crack the egg mm-hmm. and slid it down in there. Then what would you have when they were done?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. I didn't know. You crack the egg and put it in the boiling water?
Yeah, the water comes to a boil, and sometimes you take the water off, mm-hmm. sometimes you don't. Mm-hmm. And you crack the egg and let it kind of slide down in there. Mm.
I don't know. I always call it soft-boiled egg, either hard-boiled egg.
All right. Did you ever hear of poached eggs or poached
eggs?
Yes,
ma'am. I've heard that.
Would you know what that meant?
No, that's just it's an egg. I think you put hot water, you break the egg and cook it in hot water instead of grease.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What would you call that?
A broached egg.
That's the broached egg.
Yeah, a broached egg. Yeah.
Okay. Fat salt pork is called?
Mm-hmm. Fat salt pork?
Fat salt pork.
Oh, that's, we call that, I call it salt meat. What do I call that?
Salt meat?
Salt meat.
All right. That's the kind that you would cook with turnip greens
kind
of greens?
That's right.
All right. What would you call it if it had a good bit of lean in it?
We'll call that bacon.
Bacon?
Yeah.
All right. Now, is that the same? What is that you buy that's sliced real thin?
That's sliced bacon.
Okay, that you fry with eggs. That's what you're talking about.
Right.
All right, now this other's a little bit different, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When you say, what was I going to say? Oh, the hard outside part of this bacon, you know, that if you buy a whole piece of it, you got to cut it off.
Yeah.
That's the what?
Rind, the skin on it.
All right, that's the same thing.
Yes.
All right. If you cut out the whole side of the hog, that's the what?
That's the bacon. Of course, that's the middling, we call it.
Middling is what I was thinking.
Yeah, middling.
Do you ever hear the bacon called middling meat? Or hear anything called middling meat?
Yes, that's right.
What would that be?
Well, that is just that like we talking about, that whole side of bacon.
That'd be the whole
yes.
a slab of bacon.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Middling the meat, young boy. I went to town and bought a whole middling the meat. He meant he got a whole side.
He got a whole side.
Yeah, whole side. That's right.
All right. If the man at the grocery store that cuts up meat, he's a
meat cutter
or a
butcher.
And there's a kind of meat that it's ground up hog meat, and you stuff it inside the hog's intestines sometimes. That's what?
That's sausage.
Uh-huh. You sound like you might like sausage.
Ooh, yes.
That's what he does.
I make sausage every winter.
You do?
That's
still
right.
Make sausage?
Yes, every winter.
Really? Well, I got a lot of questions to ask you here about sausage or about what you do with, you kill hogs?
Yes.
I'll get that in just a second. If meat has been kept too long, you say the meat has done what?
Well, it got strong.
All right, after it gets strong, then finally it's no good at all, and say it did what?
It's no good.
It's
spoiled.
All right, now that's worse than strong.
Worse, that's spoiled. That's worse than, that's right.
Have you ever heard the term rank?
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
Oh, now, is rank not as bad as strong?
No, that's about the same thing.
About the same thing.
About the same thing.
But spoiled is?
It's gone. It's, ain't nothing to it. It's spoiled. It's just spoiled.
And when you kill hogs, do you make anything out of the head?
I make hog head cheese.
All right, is that the same thing as sauce?
Yes, ma'am. Same thing.
Do you ever make anything out of the liver?
No more than just fry. Just cook it,
All right. You didn't ever make any liver cheese or liver sausage or anything of that sort?
No.
Did you ever know anyone who made anything out of the blood?
I am said they make pudding out of the liver. I never did see no.